KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with an isolated shower possible, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. Well, a public hearing will take place this evening here in Atlantic with regard to the disposal of property at 405 West 4th Street. The hearing is being held as part of the Atlantic City Council's regular meeting that begins at 5:30 p.m. in the Council's chambers at City Hall, and it's with regard to a vacant lot that has been tax-acquired by the city. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein said the property is actually a half lot and not really buildable on, so he was working with an abutting property owner who was interested in purchasing the property. In other business, the council will act on authorizing Mayor Dave Jones to enter into an agreement with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, with regard to the preparation of an urban revitalization plan for the city. The cost of the service not to exceed $2,500. Now, the plan is required in order for the city to create and grant tax abatements. Once the plan is created, a public hearing will be held with property owners notified by mail of the date of that hearing. And for the 18th year in a row, the council will receive a Tree City USA Award from Trees Forever in conjunction with the Arbor Day Foundation. The city is being recognized for meeting certain requirements, including an annual community forestry budget of at least $2 per capita. The award will be presented by Dolly Bergman. News time is 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Authorities in Mills County yesterday reported there were two arrests over the weekend. On Saturday, deputies arrested 22-year-old Andrew Mark Schoening of Mineola on a warrant for a violation of probation. Schoening was taken into custody in the Pott County Jail and held on $25,000 bond. That same day, 22-year-old Niall Jonathan Packett of Glenwood was arrested on South Locust Street in Glenwood on a charge of disorderly conduct. His arrest occurred around 1:35 a.m. Saturday. His bond was set at $300. And deputies in Mills County say they investigated a single vehicle accident Saturday. At around 9:37 a.m., a car driven by Richard Miller of Carter Lake was traveling south on Highway 59, about a mile north of Emerson, when the left front tire blew out. The car then swerved into the west ditch and hit an embankment. There were no injuries reported. An investigation into a fight in progress Sunday in Harlan led to the arrest of three people. Officers called to the 1000 block of Chatburn Avenue subsequently arrested 23-year-old Roger McIntosh of Portsmouth, 31-year-old Eric LeBenz, and 30-year-old Jessica Dunn, both of Harlan. The suspects were taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication as well as disorderly conduct. LeBenz and Dunn were charged with simple assault, while McIntosh was charged also with assault causing bodily injury. LeBenz was transported to Murtu Medical Center by private vehicle, where he was treated for lacerations to his face and then released into police custody. Also this past Saturday, officers in Harlan arrested 45-year-old Mark Boardman of Portsmouth on a charge of trespassing. His arrest took place after officers were called to the 500 block of 23rd Street following a report of an intoxicated person who would not leave the property. And last Friday, 20-year-old Sean Hansen of Harlan was taken into custody after officers conducted a follow-up investigation into a burglary in the North Park neighborhood. Hansen was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, prohibited acts penalties, and possessing contraband. The Harlan Community School District's Board of Education has approved a wage increase for non-certified staff, support staff, and administrators. In a regular meeting held Monday, the board agreed to an 8% increase for the support staff and 16.85% for Superintendent Justin Wagner. The administration was increased the same as the Harlan Education Association at 4.26%. Superintendent Wagner said the support staff took it upon themselves to figure out where they were in the Hawkeye 10.
So they agreed, a group of about seven, happened to be all women, non-certified staff members, said, let's walk through a comparability study where we want to see what people in a Hawkeye 10 that do our jobs, what they make. Well, 6 months later, they did a wonderful job, and 6 months later, they found that they're bottom, they're basically 10 out of 10 and 9 out of 10 in a lot of categories. And so we took some steps to try to get their increase up. And so last night, there was a recommendation for an 8% increase. So we deviated from that 4.26% to get an 8% because we got to start, you know, bumping up.
The increase for Superintendent Wagner was also due to being in the bottom tier of the Hawkeye 10. In other business, the Harlan Community School Board approved two separate STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, sharing agreements. The first was with Iowa Western Community College for a three-year agreement to host STEM classes. In addition, IWCC agreed to pay for half the teaching fees, $60,000 toward technology support and training costs. The second STEM agreement was with the AHST School District for two class periods and costs for the classes. The STEM agreement will need to be approved by the AHST Board of Education at their next meeting in order for it to go into effect. And Page County employees are this year's winners of the Live Healthy Iowa 10-Week Wellness Challenge in the 2014 Corporate Cups Small Company with a Workforce of 50 to 250 Division. The employees in Page County averaged 90% participation in the program and 97.22% completion. Community schools and businesses across the state participated in the challenge, competing to take possession of the coveted traveling trophies for this year. An awards ceremony is scheduled to take place today at the Iowa Wellness Summit Awards Ceremony in Des Moines as part of the kickoff to the 2014 Iowa Wellness Summit. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the head of NATO says the alliance is strengthening its military footprint in the Baltic region in response to Russia's aggression toward Ukraine. Secretary General Andrus Fogh Rasmussen says that NATO will immediately deploy more planes and ships to the region. Meanwhile, soldiers seen in armored vehicles flying Russian flags in the Ukraine city of Slovyansk said they are Ukrainian soldiers who have now joined the other side. Divers off of South Korea's southern coast are searching a submerged ferry for people inside after the vehicle sank today with 459 on board, most of them high school students. The ferry was on an overnight trip to a tourist island when it started tilting. At least four people are confirmed dead, but nearly 300 people are unaccounted for. And authorities in Boston say a man will be charged with possession of a hoax device after he was stopped near the Boston Marathon finish line last night with a rice cooker and a backpack. Police say the man was stopped after he was acting strangely. They say he dropped the backpack and told an officer what was inside. As a precaution, police destroyed the backpack and another one found nearby. The incident happened just hours after ceremonies to mark last year's deadly Boston Marathon bombings. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
And in the funeral announcements, Della Smith, age 90, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Della Smith will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ruth Anderson, age 90, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Ruth Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dan Clevis, age 79, of Atlantic, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Dan Clevis will be today from noon until 3 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club with words of remembrance at 1 o'clock. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Jean Young, age 78, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jean Young will be today at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dr. Stacy Lynn Thompson, age 44, of Iowa City, the daughter of Mick and Judy Thompson of Exira, and her husband, Paul Hoffmeyer, both died Friday near Van Horn, in a motor vehicle accident. A celebration of life service for Dr. Stacy Thompson will be today at 3 o'clock at the Exira Fellowship Church. The Gay and Ziha Funeral Home of Iowa City has arrangements. Sheldon Howarder, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Sheldon Howarder will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Berger, age 47, of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for John Berger will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Christ's Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rosalind K. Dawson, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rosalind Dawson will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Don Lynam, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died April 6th. Memorial services for Don Lynam will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Jerry Lee Bice, age 52, of Des Moines and formerly of Griswold, died March the 18th. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Bice will be held Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Louise Holland, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Louise Holland will be Monday at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Louise Taylor, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Louise Taylor will be held at a later date in the Oak Hill Cemetery at Brayton. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Raleen Roll, age 82, of Stewart, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Raleen Roll are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.